It's Derek here from Bomb Socks, and welcome to the Bomb Bites podcast. Hey, if you're new to Bomb Bites, it's a service from our company Bomb Socks to help be a resource to you as you're studying along with the Come Follow Me curriculum for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Hope you enjoy today's episode. So this week we get an opportunity to be able to study about Easter, and there's so many different ways to focus on the Savior as we're preparing for Easter coming up. I decided to go right to the Come Follow Me resource for this week, and there's a nice little blurb to start it off that really sets up well what I want to do this week. The ancient apostles were bold in their testimonies of Jesus Christ and his resurrection. Millions of people believe in Jesus Christ and try to follow him because of their words recorded in the Bible. Yet some people might wonder, if Jesus Christ is the Savior of the whole world, then why were his eyewitnesses limited to a handful of people in one small region? The Book of Mormon stands as an additional convincing witness that Jesus Christ is the Savior of the world, manifesting himself unto all nations. The wonderful title page of the Book of Mormon teaches that so well. And offering salvation to all who come unto him. In addition, this second witness also makes it clear what salvation means. This is why Nephi, Jacob, Mormon, and all the prophets labored so diligently to engraven these words upon plates, to declare to future generations that they too knew of Christ and had a hope of his glory. This Easter season, reflect on the testimonies in the Book of Mormon that the Savior's power is both universal and personal, redeeming the whole world and redeeming you. So as I was thinking about this idea, I was automatically drawn back to April 2023 General Conference, where Elder Gary E. Stevenson gave a wonderful talk called The Greatest Easter Story Ever Told. It is a wonderful talk. This is a great place to start off as you're preparing to study about Easter this week. In fact, the church put together a wonderful little video about this, kind of encapsulating Elder Stevenson's whole idea. So go ahead and watch this.
We're deeply grateful for New Testament scripture that preserves the story of Easter and the Savior's Easter ministry in Judea and Galilee. In addition to the important verses about Easter in the New Testament, we as Latter-day Saints are endowed with the most remarkable Easter gift. A gift of unique witness, another testament of the Easter miracle that contains perhaps the most magnificent Easter scriptures in all of Christianity. I'm referring, of course, to the Book of Mormon, and more specifically to the account of Jesus Christ appearing to the inhabitants in the New World in his resurrected glory. In reality, the Book of Mormon shares the greatest Easter story ever told. Let it not be the greatest Easter story never told. The Book of Mormon is another witness of Jesus Christ, because throughout its sacred pages, one prophet after another testifies not only that Christ would come, but that he did come. I invite you to look at the Book of Mormon in a new light and consider the profound witness it bears of the reality of the risen Christ, as well as the richness and depth of the doctrine of Christ. His visit as a resurrected Savior introduced by God the Father is a most glorious and triumphant Easter message. It will help our families gain a personal testimony of Jesus Christ as our Savior and Redeemer who broke the bands of death. I close with my testimony of the truthfulness of the Book of Mormon and of Jesus Christ as the Son of the living God. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
I love that video. In fact, there's several videos the church has put together leading up to this wonderful week. One of the things I love about Elder Stevenson's talk, he said this: we might ask, how can reading Book of Mormon scriptures at Easter bless our lives and those of our loved ones in a meaningful way, more than one might realize? Anytime we read and study from the Book of Mormon, we can expect remarkable outcomes. Now, I love the Book of Mormon. I am so grateful for it. I'm doing kind of a unique study of the Book of Mormon this year. Usually, I just kind of stay right along with the Come Follow Me resource, but this year, I have slowed down. I started the Book of Mormon earlier this last year, and I have just been going so slow through it. I want to be able to really feast on the words of Christ, kind of like what we talked about last week. Really slowing down and just savoring and enjoying. In fact, some days I'm spending just a couple of minutes just in the study of maybe 1 to 2 verses, and I'm really trying to focus on Jesus Christ. If I can connect with him on a daily basis through the Book of Mormon, then that can be a wonderful start to my day. One of the verses I read recently, and I'm in Alma, and the way I'm going, I will be in Alma for about 7 years because it's super slow, because it's a super long book, but I'm taking bit by bit here. Alma 34, verse number 14. Now, this is the great missionary Amulek teaching about Jesus Christ. And he's talking about the law and why people really followed the law of Moses. And he's like, guys, you're not getting the law of Moses right. It's not about the checklisty things that we do. Verse number 14, behold, this is the whole meaning of the law. And he's talked about Jesus Christ here. Every whit pointing to that great and last sacrifice. And that great and last sacrifice will be the Son of God, yea, infinite and eternal. To me, when I read that verse, I thought, oh, that connects me very well to Jesus Christ. And sometimes just one or two verses can really make a big difference to help you love the Savior just a little bit more this time of year. So one of the things I wanted to do for this whole week, just to kind of create a little bit of variety and something different, I've actually reached out to many friends of mine. Many of them are individuals who share the gospel on social media, and they have wonderful testimonies, particularly good testimonies of the Book of Mormon. So I've asked some of them to share throughout the week their testimonies about the Book of Mormon and how it's helped them love Jesus Christ just a little bit more this time of year. And I think you will love their testimonies. I've seen some great things come in, and I am grateful for these wonderful individuals who have shared the gospel and particularly their testimony about Jesus Christ and about the Book of Mormon. So I hope you enjoy this week as we're preparing for Easter to be able to hear these wonderful testimonies from the Book of Mormon about Jesus Christ. And I think you'll appreciate them as you study them this week. If you'd like to check out our video that goes with today's podcast, you can find us on YouTube, Instagram, and Facebook by simply searching Bomb Socks. That's BOMSOCKS. And be sure to check out our amazingly comfortable gospel-themed socks at bombsocks.com. Thanks for listening, and hope you'll join us again for more episodes of Bomb Bites. Godspeed, and have a great day.